related
and
Ephesians 4, 5 encourages us,
and there's a process
to do
by
so.
Which we can gain this power.
Ephesians 4, genuine love.
Sorry, 4, 15 says, but speaking the
Holy
truth
Spirit of God
love,
to control our lives,
Him,
and
to guide us through
in
each
all
trial,
things,
and testing with the right
head
response.
May grow up into Him in all things, which is
and
the head.
That's
James
Christ.
1,
3 and,
and then
four,
Ephesians 3, 17 reminds
us Peter 1, 7,
that being rooted and grounded
and
in love,
James 1, 3 and 4
in our love for Him.
Knowing this, that the trying of your faith
and our love will convince the world
that
God sent His Son into the world
perfect,
to be the
Savior of the world,
wanting nothing.
And
that's
and
John
1
Peter 1,
7,
34 and 35.
That the trial of your faith would,
being much more precious than gold.
And
if you recall the setting of John 13,
precious than gold.
It's the night that Jesus is betrayed,
it's
the Last Supper,
though it be tried
and
with fire,
we have,
might be found
five chapters
the praise
there
in
honor,
the book of John.
In glory,
13 and 14
take place in the upper
Jesus
room,
Christ.
And then
the
other three,
15,
16, and 17, that
the
take place
of our great God
on
and
their
Savior
way to the Mount of Olives in the Garden of Gethsemane.
So these last
thoughts here,
and so the
testing,
the Lord has given them a new command,
and He says, a new commandment I give unto you,
that
ye
love
God,
one another,
as I have loved you,
thanking Him for
all things, even trials,
and by this shall all men
know
that
ye
are my disciples,
by finding
benefits, if you have love one to the other.
And
that's
digging
deep
into your
warnings in Scripture
when you get into these areas
for us.
And then certainly by
memorizing
and engrafting Scripture.
And philosophy is
and then crying out to God
appeal
when necessary
to the world,
to our attention,
and doing good to all
and,
people.
And dictionary describes
philosophy
as the search by logical
and to
reasoning.
To the degree that we observe
our
these
understanding
responses,
we'll experience the power
and principle
and
love
of the universe
and the other related
character, life
and morals.
And of human perception.
Now we're
going
to get down to
what is character.
So it's a system of ideas.
Well, character is the inward motivation
to do what is
right,
or a man who,
according to the highest
standards
of behavior.
And Colossians 2:8 says,
"Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit,
after
the tradition of the world, and after the rudiments of
the
degree that we observe
Christ.
These responses,
and so
we'll experience." Genuine love.
Too often, though, this
character
desire
that
we
have
of stable and distinct
is more like
qualities
the general desire that
built
we all
into
might have
an
for
individual's
say,
life,
a better job,
which
maybe
determines how
a little bigger house
he or she
responds,
and
regardless
a new car.
Of the circumstances.
There's nothing wrong with those things in themselves.
Character is the wise
as
response
as we
to
have
the pressure
our
of a difficult
straight
situation.
And God
and
said,
what we
seek
do
ye first
when
the kingdom
of
God,
no one
is
his
righteousness,
and all these things shall be added unto you.
That's
Matthew
6:33.
So we really have a conflict here. We have two desires, the one to grow in our faith and our walk with the Lord.
The word for
and,
character
the other
is translated
material desires
in Scripture as the express.
And let's identify
him
as one
of God.
Is of eternal value.
And it's
that has
a reward
in
this life, denoted
and also in the next
as an engraver.
And then the second is
or the engraver's
a,
tool,
what I'll call a temporal
and then it
value
came to
system,
be the little block,
one that's
block,
willing to exclude
a word,
the eternal.
If it's
convenient,
that had that image on there that went stamped out,
God is not in then
gave you
God
that
is
exact
not your
image.
Priority.
And
as Christians,
that
our priority
ought to be with the Lord.
And so it was could be
so every
a,
young man,
a character,
or a
mark,
or a
and I think some of us older men as well. I
and
think
I have
of
more
Moses.
Dictionaries. I went to
was
all of
my
them.
Hero. He was 80
and
when
shows
he
up in
his
ministry
dictionary.
Is
but we have it also in
Scripture
in
Matthew
22,
but,
17 to 21.
We want to be a success in life, and I have good news for you on that side. There, God wants you to be a success as well.
And that's a little,
and the things that
passage there where
we'll
they're
examining,
at least with these
trying to catch Jesus in something
the
as they usually
months,
were, the scribes and
the
Pharisees,
and this is about paying tribute.
When we practice them
in Matthew 23:17,
22:17,
our success.
It says,
tell us therefore what
guarantee
your success.
Is it lawful to give tribute unto
and
Caesar?
I'm talking about a Bible based.
But Jesus perceived their wickedness and said, why tempt ye me?
Applications.
Show me the tribute money. Use. And they brought into your life penny. Daily with your and friends, your family. And he saith unto them, whose is this image and superscription? And,
God's got a guarantee.
They saith unto him, Caesar.
You turn to Joshua 1:8 and 9. Them,
render
it's an interesting passage because
it's the only place
Caesar's.
In the Bible where success
and God, the
is
mentioned.
That are God's.
Joshua 1:8 and 9.
In Hebrews 1:3, if you would turn
it says
to
there that this book of
the
world
shall not depart out
image.
Of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night.
What image is
that
the Christian
thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein? For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success.
Verse 9.
And like a reminder, have not I commanded thee, be strong and be of a good courage.
That if I could say
be not afraid,
so
neither be thou dismayed. Sundry times,
the Lord
in
thy God
manners,
is with thee, where there so
times pass
unto
goest.
The fathers by the prophets.
And
death in these last
talks about
days,
meditation
unto us by
his
God's
son.
Word.
Whom he
and,
hath appointed heir of all
you
things
living
in
my
farm community,
so
know
a cow has
four
stomachs.
Three, who, being the brightness of his glory
in,
and the express image
on,
of his person,
regurgitate it,
and upholding all things by the
and,
word of his power.
That's what meditation is.
When he
it's
had
taking
by
God's word
our sin,
through
sit
your mind,
down on
the right
will,
hand of the majesty,
your emotions
on high.
And using
so his words and building
word
your own, what I call the grid of Scripture.
Image.
And for the Christian,
grid of Scripture,
that's our Lord and Savior,
and
Jesus Christ.
And
so
these
you can sift
49
the things
that
come into your life,
here,
whether they're trials,
identify,
or whether they're temptations,
his life,
or whether they're
and
blessing
in person.
You take it through the
and
grid
since
of Scripture.
He's the full personification
of all good character
help you
qualities.
In evaluating your personal relations.
And
James 1:17,
the size of your grid will change.
Says every good
as
gift
you grow
and every perfect gift is from above.
Now a grid can be
it
large.
Cometh down from the Father of
squares,
lights, with whom is
little
no
squares,
variableness.
Tiny squares.
Neither
recall
shadow.
22:31.
What God then, said to Simon Peter there.
He said, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath
desired
to have you
too,
that he may
sift
you as wheat."
Which says, for in him,
that kind of
that's
tells
in the
me
Lord
Satan's
Jesus
got
Christ,
a grid
Christ
out there
dwelleth
somewhere.
All
and
the fullness
needs offset
of the Godhead bodily.
And ye are
you
complete
might sift
in
you
him,
as wheat,
but
which
I have prayed for thee that
thy
faith fail
and
not.
Power.
And when thou art converted,
strengthen
and
thy brethren.
Understanding character
well, you know,
explains
God
why
for,
things happen to
the
us.
The disciples there in John
because
17
all
and
things
the,
work
in
together
his high priestly prayer.
He included
he
us in
the
love
prayer.
The Lord to those whom he called.
So he's praying for us.
Purpose
the same thing.
We need that grid.
Romans 8:28
and 29
says, for whom he
we
didn't
can
foreknow,
combat it with the word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 3:20 and 21.
His son.
And we're going to skip over here. And this is my
and look
notebook.
What it says here.
It says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly.
And I love those kind of phrases
in
Scripture.
There was a time when I didn't have to be so specific.
Exceeding abundantly.
I'm in that
above all
stage
that we
ask
or
think
old timers
according
disease,
to the power that worketh
which is a precursor to Alzheimer's.
It
just
means
I have
glory,
it, but it hasn't
in
been
the church
by
Christ
yeah.
Jesus throughout
so,
all ages, world without.
So
end.
We're going to be
Amen.
Looking at exceeding abundantly. I was talking with a
alertness.
A couple of the young fellows the other
night
versus
carelessness.
The other afternoon about,
oh, no, I was putting this
the New
thing
Jerusalem.
Together.
What's the New Jerusalem
I like that comes
like
out
to keep
God
my beard
out of heaven?
Sure.
This wonderful
got
love,
this little
city
that
one day will be our home.
And if you put this,
and when you try to think about it, you can't think
space
about
around
it.
It
really
just
works
told us here,
it all
God is able to do exceeding
and
abundantly above
take
all
it down
that
a little
we
bit and
ask
I
or think.
Up, and I forgot
according
that I'd taken
to
it
off
and
power.
Then put it back on.
So
and if you,
we,
some of you might have
noticed
here, shortchanged
God
some
two or three
weeks
ago
we
can't
run
and I had almost
a
mustache here.
To the
I was so close.
But the power for true success is
alertness.
Wow, to build character.
I did tell
into
a young
your
man
life.
About it. I mean, that's too good of
and the key to growth in any individual's life is
but alertness
character.
Is exercising
so
my physical and spiritual senses
about character.
And this is the
to recognize
introduction that
the
dangers
had,
that could diminish
but it went on for about
resources.
Four or five
God
weeks.
Is so I'm not going to give you all. I'm going to give you a little You know, he's given every one of us resources, a character to examine. He's given the key to growth in any individual's life.
Mental aptitude.
What is character? What's the difference between
character and value?
Think about the church play.
How is character distinct
from religion?
That was a great use of talent.
Why is power needed for character?
Because you can't do it the ideal to use what we have for
what's the secret of character building?
And
so you have multiple talents.
And is there a supernatural power
dealing with
crying
out future
to God.
Plans? All those
just think about that one the next time you read scripture
on how you respond
and
to
see, how many times
and,
somebody cries.
Alertness presupposes
that in the Psalms over
there are
over
dangers that threaten
to diminish
or destroyed
unto the Lord.
The resources
this
God has entrusted
Lord
to us.
Heard his voice.
And so that being the case, we need to use extreme care.
What's the threefold
protecting
response
these gaining
resources?
Power.
And
so
there
we're
going to
be looking at
two
tracing
Bible words,
conflicts
to
character,
alertness,
deficiency.
And
how would that beware
play out?
Is one of those.
Well,
over the course of our studies, we'll see how that every conflict in life,
the other one is
vigilance. Can be traced either the neglect
of fine
or
the
violation
of alertness
or misapplication
and
of one or
beware,
one or
there are three Greek
qualities.
Words that are all translated.
And there are 49
character.
We get it
qualities.
From the Bible, we get it from the dictionary.
And there are 49 opposing
and
negative qualities.
And one of those
let's
means,
take, for example,
one of those conveys a different
intensity
and, of alertness.
Each
young
one
man
may have some conflict.
And
the first one here is
that could be traced
to a lack of honor,
to give general
obedience.
If you're walking through a strange place,
and it may not be well lit,
the first thing you're alert to is,
let's see
if the Bible says something
about that.
And that's kind of
the way we look at a problem,
see what the Bible says about it.
Ephesians 6, 1-3.
And then the
and that's one we probably all know, and if we don't,
we should phileso.
And that says,
children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right.
Sentry,
honor thy father and
might
mother,
have,
which is the first commandment
for those who
promise,
are in his care,
that it may be well with thee,
and
thou mayest live long
duty.
On the earth.
It's a serious thing in a military.
And I know they were
serious.
And
Sunday school teacher,
they were talking
the
about
the third word is
particular.
What that means to be cautious about.
And the teacher
to
said,
beware.
Well, does it have anything to
and you can get
say
it,
about
as I
your
said,
brothers and sisters
out of the dictionary.
And the little
and vigilance, 7-year-old,
to take heed lest
through
lack of oversight,
thou shalt not kill,
or indolence on our part.
That really wasn't the
some
right
destructive
one.
Calamity.
432,
Ephesians
432 overtake
covers that.
And the way
that says,
be
in
kind,
1 Peter 5:8,
other tender hearts
to church,
forgiving one another,
even as God.
And it tells them,
elders,
be sober,
you.
Be vigilant.
Think about that the next time.
Because
you
your adversary, the devil,
someone, and
you really don't want
to
roaring lion,
you're upset, you're
angry
about,
your
seeking whom he may
devour.
Even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven
and,
you.
Lions
and then maybe
and
the conflict.
Called pride.
The wife may have a conflict because
and,
of her circumstances.
Well, part of the hunting party
and go across the area.
Maybe traced to the need
of
others in life
of contentment,
the game,
or for
hide.
Gratefulness.
And
or for joyfulness.
The
other lions
frighten
the prey,
addresses
driving
that.
It into the path of the concealed hunter.
Look at Philippians 4:4.
And those who are truly alert,
and it says,
rejoice in the Lord always, and again,
I say
rejoice. And right down in that same passage,
well.
Philippians
James
4:13
says,
I can do all
things
yourselves
through Christ,
unto
which
God.
Strengthens me.
Resist the
if
devil.
You believe those,
you have to follow those.
You only have two things in Scripture. You have
and,
you have commandments.
So what are
God
we to be alert
to? Your will to get you to obey.
Well, we need to be
and you
aware
have
of Matthew 7:15.
He entrusts to your spirit
and your
Matthew
soul.
7:15
to work on you.
Says beware of false
and
prophets which come to you in sheep's
you.
Clothing. And
but in 19,
Philippians says,
wolves.
But God, my God, shall supply all your need according to his
and,
riches
I noticed
in glory by
through
Christ
the,
Jesus.
The Gospels there that,
and then Colossians
3:18 says,
wives,
the disciples would
submit
ask
yourselves unto your
question
husbands.
He would
now
say,
that's not
aware.
Women, submit yourself to
be not deceived.
Submit yourself
deceived
to your own husband
over in Scripture.
As it is fit in the Lord.
And Jesus warned his disciples
and
in
then,
Luke 12:1,
the Father,
to beware
harsh
ye
of
the leaven of
the Pharisees.
He would need to focus on the qualities
hypocrisy.
Of patience,
leaven in the Bible,
gentleness,
indicates false doctrine,
wisdom,
and then in
flexibility,
Luke 12:15,
humility.
He told them to
control,
take heed,
in genuine love.
He's got a whole boatload
of things he could work on
for a man's life,
and
consisteth not in the
abundance
Ephesians 6:4,
of the
things
which he possesses.
And America is a nation that spends
multiple
hundreds
of millions
of dollars.
Ephesians 6:4
says,
and
ye fathers, provoke
not
your children
to wrath,
and everyone
in
bring them up
in
the
nurture
and admonition
of
the Lord.
You can't escape.
And then just a
couple
chapters back in
Ephesians
4,
you
get these pop-ups.
29:31,
it says,
let no
corrupt
communication
come
out
of
your
mouth.
I
like something
that
had
but that which is good
to the
use
of
edifying,
simple,
that
it
may minister
grace
linkage
unto
the
hearers.
And
you
bang on it
with
the
Holy
Spirit
of God.
Even my phone.
Whereby
you are
sealed
unto
the
day
of
redemption.
Okay.
Let
all
bitterness
and wrath
and anger
and
clamor
and
evil
speaking
be put away
from you. Expands
that
warning
with
all
malice.
Beware
lest
any man
spoil
you
through
philosophy
and
vain
deceit.
Even
as God for
Christ's
sake
hath
after
the
rudiments
of
the
world.
If
we
just pay
a little
more
attention
to some
of these things,
God
says
all of these
will
damage
more
harmonious
relationship
serving
in
our
families.
And
I
recall
many
years
back, Philippians
3:2,
beware
of dogs.
And
I had
some dogs
with
men
with
evil minds,
like
beware
of
evil
workers.
And
I noticed
my
younger
brother,
how
he
was
with his children.
Beware,
lest
ye
also
being
led
away
with
the error
of
the
wicked
fall
from
your
own
steadfastness.
What
he
was
doing
was working.
What
I was
doing
wasn't
having
much
success.
1 Corinthians 15:58.
Flexibility.
That's one thing this
where
we're
exhorted
here.
Therefore,
my
beloved
brethren,
every character
quality,
steadfast,
unmovable,
needs
balancing,
always
abounding
in
the work
of the
Lord. For
as much as
you know
that
God has a way of
is not
doing
that.
In
the
and Lord.
We get to alertness.
Now,
that's not
all
tell of
you what happened
there
are
about.
So
every
character
quality
needs
a
balancing
quality.
For example,
and,
flexibility.
I'll talk
it needs to be
balanced
with
next week or
responsibility.
And
decisiveness.
Thank you for your attention.
And I,
you see that?
I'll give you
a little
bit of
a peek
into
attentiveness
into
what
needs to
be
practiced
every
with
alertness
Saturday,
and
it's
such
a blessing
to me
to have
you give
your
attention
to
we're
looking
what are you finding
God's
will
is
going on,
and
that's
the Lord.
Where
the
grid of
Scripture.
And we had one
comes
moved
in.
Away, so
we're
one
short
grid
of
Scripture.
Togo
left
us. And number two,
you're
understanding
the
possibility
of
true
Father,
character.
We thank
you
for your
word,
Lord.
It's a lamp
to
our
more
feet, light
we
to our
understand
path.
The true nature
Lord,
of character,
you for
your
love
for
us,
the more
we
realize
so that
we
can
that
call
it's
humanly
you, Father,
impossible.
And Lord,
it's
our
desire
that
we would
grow
in your
and
grace
and
your
knowledge.
Holy
care,
it's
humanly
impossible.
Us, Lord,
the character
out
of
your
Son
that
we
might
without
the
Holy Spirit
and
be
found at
his
appearing,
Lord.
As
gold
has been
tried.
For example,
we
may think,
bless
the service
that
we
are,
I pray,
and
grateful.
Ask and
thank you now,
in
Jesus'
name.
When people
describe
Amen.
You
as
a grateful person,
but
are
we
truly
grateful?
Are
we
grateful
to
everyone
and
in
every
situation,
even
for
tragedies?
When's
the last
time
the
car
broke
down
and
you
just thank God
because
you
needed
a new
transmission?
And
are we
fully
grateful
to
God?
Do
others
who
know
us,
would they
regard
us
as being
grateful?
And
do
we
have
the
right
motives
for
expressing
that
gratefulness?
And
furthermore,
every
character
quality
is
a practical
example
of
genuine
love.
You
recall
that
from
Corinthians
13
and
Pastor's
wonderful
exposition
on it.
A few,
a
couple
months
back
now,
probably.
Every
character
quality
is
a
practical
expression
of genuine
love.
And
true
love
springs
from
a
heart
that's
willing
to give,
not
from
a
heart
that's
focused
on
personal
gain.
The
one
who
has
genuine
love
will
demonstrate
all
character
qualities
all
the time.
That's
an
old boy.
Are
you
kidding
me?
How can we gain the power for character? Well, the very same situations that cause most people to become discouraged and bitter and are actually designed or allowed by God